Hey everybody, this is Benjamin, aka The Terrible Australian, and welcome to the third edition of my 2016 Myth audio reviews. For this one, I will be reviewing the docodrama Kate Plays Christine, and as well as the indie drama Love Song. So let's get right into it. Now, first up, of course, is Kate Plays Christine, in which I will be reading the synopsis for this film, once again, from the 2016 Myth program guide. And the plot to this film is as follows. In 1974, Christine Chubbuck infamously committed suicide live on air. Now, as actor Caitlin Shelley prepares to play the troubled journalist, she trawls through Christine's past and finds her sense of self changed by the experience. Kate Plays Christine tells the tale of both women. Now, I actually have heard of Christine Chubbuck like a long time ago, because I remember hearing a story about a journalist who actually committed suicide live on air, and that person's suicide actually formed a bit of a basis for the 1976 Oscar-winning film Network. But other than that, I didn't really know too much about Christine Chubbuck. And so when I heard that this documentary was going to sort of delve into her life, I was really fascinated and very intrigued to watch. But I didn't really know much more than that. But when I watched the actual film itself, it ended up being much more than I expected it to be. This is such an absolutely fantastic and brilliant documentary that I just was completely blown away by the end of it. And what's really interesting, though, is why could Caitlin Shelley, who is a actress who has appeared in many films, sort of delves into kind of exploring who Christine Chubbuck was, finding out who she was, and trying to find out more about her life, since she's actually going to be playing her in the reenactments for this documentary that she appears in, and which of course is the film I'm talking about. So, just like Kate, we sort of discover more about Christine as the film goes on, and we learn more about, like, what drove her to commit suicide live on air, and the depression that she was battling at the time, and as well as her role as a journalist, as a woman, at that time in the early 70s. And to me, just how the film sort of explores that was really interesting. But what made me even found more compelling is just seeing all the sort of the reenactment scenes where Kate actually does play Christine, and sort of taking all this information that she has learned about her and applying it to her performance. And you can see that Kate is sort of trying her best to sort of delve into the character of Christine and find out, like, what was going through her mind as all this happened to her in real life. And we kind of see her frustrations, her struggles, trying to just get into this role. And to me, that was kind of fascinating, because you always hear stories about how actors kind of go method into sort of delving into a real life person's life and finding, and in a way, to portray them believably on screen. And getting to kind of see that aspect in a documentary was really interesting, along with not just, but also at the same time learning more about the real life Christine Chubbuck herself. And to me, the film kind of does an exceptional job kind of showing both these sides, and the way how they, and it just made it a much more fascinating and more compelling film. And I just thought it was superbly well done, and the film's director Robert Greene did such a great job this. And but what's interesting, though, is that as the film sort of goes along, it starts to blur the lines between reality and fiction, particularly towards the third act. And I could explain why that is, but it would go into sort of spoiler territory, so I'm not going to say any more than that. But also, it was just and also the ending itself, which I can understand a lot of people kind of being mixed about, because when you kind of find out, like, the reason why director Robert Greene and actress Caitlin Shelley made this project, like, the film does sort of end on a message, and I suppose to a lot of people the message could seem rather really heavy-handed and maybe a tad smug, but for me it just sort of added to the power of the film, and I was just completely in awe by when the film finished. I have heard some people say that the film felt a little bit exploitive to the real-life Christine Chubbuck. I didn't feel that while I was watching the film, But I can understand why, in some regard, especially towards the third act. But for me, I thought it just did a really great job sort of exploring who Christine Chabik was and also highlighting depression, suicide, and sort of making those sort of the main focus of the documentary. And that, especially for someone who went through that at that time in the 70s as a woman and also being a journalist and not taken seriously by her co-workers or anything like that. So to me, that aspect I thought was done really well, and for me it didn't feel exploitive at all. In anything, it just sort of added. And but overall, I just thought Kate Plays Christine was an absolutely fantastic film, definitely one of the best I've seen of the festival so far, and I could definitely see this making my top 10 by the end of the year. It just really is an absolutely brilliant documentary, or docodrama, I should say, and I definitely recommend everyone to check it out. I'm very curious to see what others say, because, you know, like I said, there have been some people who have been a bit negative towards it, but at the moment, but there's a lot more sort of positive reactions to it as well. But to me, I just thought it was a powerful docodrama. And I just was thought it was brilliant. What can I say? I know I'm repeating myself, but it really is. It was just fantastic. So if I had to give Kate Plays Christine a rating, I give it a solid 5 out of 5. I thought it was just tremendous. Now going on to the next film, which is the indie drama Love Song. And the plot to this film, and once again, I'm reading from the 2016 MIFF program guide, is as follows. When Sarah, Riley Keough, and Mindy, Jenna Malone, reunite after years, they instantly pick up where they left off. As Mindy helps Sarah cope with raising her young daughter alone while her husband travels for work, something more than friendship flickers between the childhood pals, until circumstances tear them apart, before forcing them to confront their feelings 3 years later. Now, Love Song was a film that I actually added onto my MIFF viewing list at the very last minute. I actually took one film out and replaced it with this one, because when I sort of read about the plot to the film and the fact that it was starring Jenna Malone and Riley Keough, I apologize if I butcher her last name, so forgive me. I was really interested to check it out because it just sounded really good. Now, having seen the film, unfortunately, I found the film kind of a disappointment, to be honest. And I think the main reason why the film didn't really work for me is that it just felt really underdeveloped. Like, it needed, like, the story felt very simple. And also, it didn't really sort of lack any kind of complexity that it thinks it does. If anything, it just felt like, sort of the relationships with the characters and what they're going through just wasn't really fleshed out for my liking. But that being said, though, I think what really made this film work for me, or at least made it watchable for me, was of course of the performances of Riley Keough and Jenna Malone, who I think, in my opinion, the saving grace of this film. I think they both give really great performances, and their chemistry together is really well done. And you do feel for their characters and what they're going through in terms of their relationship, and as well as their sort of unrequited love with each other. But I feel like it's them sort of giving it them all and giving more than what's written in the scripts. Because, like I said, it just felt really sort of underdeveloped. Like, this is definitely a type of film that needed another rewrite or two. But yeah, it just felt too kind of too safe, too underdeveloped, and it just kind of lacked any kind of depth that the film could offer. And to me, if there's any depth in the film, I think it's what both Riley Keough and Jenna Malone brought with their performances. Because to me, they was, like I said before, were the saving grace of this film. Like, the film is watchable, and for most part, it is well directed. It's just really let down by just a really weak screenplay. So yeah, so if I had to give Love Song a rating, I give it about a 2.5 out of 5. Yeah, it's definitely one of my least favorite films of the festival so far. Like, that being said, though, I'd say it's worth a watch. I mean, I have read other critics as well praising the film, so I'd say it's definitely worth checking out if the film does sound good to you. But for me personally, I just felt like it just didn't really sort of capitalize on its story or its characters. But at the same time, it's worth watching just for both Riley and Jenna, who are just great. Well, yep, there you go. That's the end of this third edition of my 2016 MIFF audio reviews. I hope you guys all enjoyed listening to it, and keep a lookout very soon for my fourth edition, in which I will be reviewing New Zealand director Lee Tamamore's new film Mahana, and as well as Oscar-winning A Separation director Asghar Farhadi's latest film, The Salesman. So keep a lookout for that, and I'll hear from you all later. See everyone. Bye.